Last night's game between the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, which Brooklyn won 95-83, was briefly interrupted by a scuffle. It was initiated by Boston guard Rajon Rondo after Chris Humphries of the Nets fouled Kevin Garnett, and commentator Bill Littlefield was among those watching.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, as Rudyard Kipling said, well, then you're not Rajon Rondo, who sometimes keeps his head and sometimes doesn't. Last night he didn't, with various consequences. In the short run, the Celtics, a 500 team in the early going this season, lost Rondo for the remainder of the game against the Nets, which the Nets won. How much Rondo's absence due to suspension will hinder this team that's still trying to find itself remains to be seen. It won't help. The ejection also derailed what had begun to look like Rondo's inevitable ascent to the top of the assist heap. He seemed to be on the brink of piling up more consecutive games with 10 or more assists than John Stockton and, shortly thereafter, Magic Johnson. This would have meant no little and quite some to the people who value individual statistics in this particular team game, and not a lot to people like, oh, say, the late Red Auerbach, who was famously grumpy about any individual's numbers and spectacularly successful at assembling winning teams. The potential interpretations of the specific circumstances of Rajon Rondo's shoving match number at least two. Some fans will contend that Rondo was coming to the defense of Kevin Garnett, who had sustained a hard foul from Chris Humphries. Those fans may regard Rondo as a team player since he was battling on behalf of a teammate. Others will maintain that Garnett, who stands 6 feet 11 inches and weighs 253 pounds, was reasonably well equipped to defend himself without the assistance of Rondo, who goes 6'1", about 180, and that Rondo's outburst was ill-considered to the extent that it was considered at all. One of the intriguing aspects of Wednesday night's playground confrontation was the way the crowd responded. Rondo's shoving of Chris Humphries provoked a lusty roar, which soon developed into a chant. Most confrontations between players during basketball games don't do much harm. Chris Humphries displayed some scratches after the game. They looked as if they might have been inflicted upon him by an irritated cat. Fans know that mid-game scuffles between NBA players generally get broken up quickly and amount to very little, yet Wednesday night's crowd seemed to be fired up for more, almost as if they expected the officials to stand back and let the two parties battle, like NHL players. I wonder if that's because so far this season there have been no Bruins, big, bad, or otherwise, for whom to scream.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.